A long-standing plan. Public apprehension over the practices of large banks is nothing new. Citizens have long been concerned by the state of the banking industry. In 1922, former New York City Mayor John F. Hylen warned, "The real menace of our republic is the invisible government, which, like a giant octopus, sprawls its slimy legs over our cities, states, and nation. A small group of powerful banking houses, generally referred to as the international bankers. The little coterie of powerful international bankers virtually runs the United States government for their own selfish purposes. They practically control both parties, write political platforms, make cat's paws of party leaders, using the leading men of private organizations, and resort to every device to place in nomination for high public office only such candidates as will be amenable to the dictates of corrupt big business. Even worse," Hylen explains, "they control the flow of information to the general public. These international bankers and Rockefeller Standard Oil interests control the majority of the newspapers and magazines in this country. They use the columns of these papers to club into submission or drive out of office public officials who refuse to do the bidding of the powerful corrupt cliques which compose the invisible government. It operates under cover of a self-created screen and seizes our executive officers, legislative bodies, schools, courts, newspapers, and every agency created for the public protection." The long-standing plan to financially subjugate citizens of the U.S. is no secret. The average citizen understands it better than the corporation-controlled mass media. The plan was articulated in 1924 by Montague Norman, governor of the Bank of England. Addressing the American Bankers Association in New York City, Norman explained, "Capital must protect itself in every possible way, both by combination and legislation. Debts must be collected. Mortgages foreclosed as rapidly as possible. When, through process of law, the common people lose their homes, they will become more docile and more easily governed through the strong arm of the government applied by a central power of wealth under leading financiers. These truths are well known among our principal men who are now engaged in forming an imperialism to govern the world. By dividing the voter through the political party system, we can get them to expend their energies in fighting for questions of no importance. It is thus, by discreet action, we can secure for ourselves that which has been so well planned and so successfully accomplished."